is KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. My name is Jennifer LaRue, and I am a programmer on KYRS, and I am interviewing someone at her kitchen table. Her name is Melody Price, and she is a project manager for Community Garden Alliance, a service project of the Women's Club.
That's right.
And I'm going to have her tell listeners about an event coming up and what she does in the community.
Yeah. So the Spokane Community Garden Alliance is, like you said, a service project of the Women's Club. And what we do is grow food at community gardens in the Spokane area, and we donate it to transitional housing programs for women and children coming out of homelessness. We are allied with the Transitions program here in Spokane that does facilitates Miriam's House, the Transitional Living Center. They also do Women's Hearth and the New Leaf Bakery Cafe. So a lot of the food that we grow goes directly to Miriam's House, and what they can't use goes to the Transitional Living Center.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you do this?
I've always enjoyed being involved in whatever community I happen to be a part of, and gardening is a big part of my life. I have my own community garden spots where I grow food for myself and my husband, and I really enjoy it. I enjoy watching the plants grow, and I love giving that beautiful food to other people who wouldn't necessarily have access to it.
And you live in a place that doesn't have a garden.
Yeah, exactly. We sort of do our small living in our condo here, and so we don't have a yard. So I really enjoy being able to be outside and still have access to growing my own food and being a little bit more active in the community. So since we don't have a yard, I can't spend my time in it. So I go out into the community and talk with other people at the community gardens and chat about what's growing well and what to do.
So, to me, community gardens are no-brainers. You know, they should be all over.
Yeah.
So, is it an uphill battle, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's sort of taking root. I feel like with the challenge of the expense of a lot of organic produce, people are starting to think twice about that lawn that they have in their front yard, or something like that, or finding ways where they can reduce their food budget and putting a little bit more time in at gardens. So I think it was an uphill battle. I think for us, it was, like you said, a no-brainer. There were spots at community gardens available. We just had to call around and kind of do the footwork to get in.
And is it public or private land?
So all of the community gardens that we are involved with, which is Underhill Community Garden, Polly Judd Park has a community garden under the umbrella of the Food Forest, the Friends of Polly Judd Food Forest, and Finch Arboretum. So those are all public land, and each of the community gardens has made arrangements with the City Parks Department to be able to have gardens there.
At no cost. To you?
Well, right, each of the beds. So usually the way that the community gardens work is each of them have different sized beds that you can rent. And it's a yearly fee, basically. They range anywhere from $15 to $30 per year to be able to grow your food. And it depends on the garden and depends on the size of the bed. So all of the money that you give to the garden for your spots, that goes directly back to the programs that are running the garden.
So let's say someone that has a black thumb, but they have a nice bit of property, and they just want to give that property away to somebody that would come and you know, take care of it and do some gardening on it, and then they could reap the rewards of what, you know, grows there.
Yeah.
I mean, not that the homeowner can maybe get a little bit, but it's really for the community. How does one go about contacting you, and is that something you're considering doing?
Yeah, absolutely. We are always open to people contacting us with either land opportunities or others' garden spaces where we might be able to utilize for growing food. My email address is CGA, which stands for Community Garden Alliance, @womansclubspokane.org, and I'm always interested in hearing that information. There's a lot of programs not here in Spokane, but I know of programs on the East Coast where it's called urban farming or urban gardening, and people who have homes with large yards actually lease out their land to groups for growing food, and usually they just wind up with 10% of the crop back to them, and allow people to beautify their yard by growing food.
Well, last time we met, I told you that I want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm out in the valley, and it's completely unworked land,
yeah.
You know, rocky, but there are some farms around me.
Yeah. I think every spot is going to have its challenges, but I do believe that over time, it just depends on how much work we're able to do with the volunteer base that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for it to sort of encompass all of the grassy yards in Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that might come to fruition, but I think that it's nice to be able to have this vision of taking a walk in the afternoon and seeing all of the yards that have amazing abundance of food that is either partially going to the homeowner and to those in our community that need it.
So is this some sort of a campaign that you might start in the near future?
Right now, my focus is on making sure that we have viable land for growing in the spring. And whatever excess time I have, I spend kind of searching around town for those things. Our volunteer base is really small. So as we grow, I think the opportunities for us are going to continue to grow as well. But right now we're just trying to maintain what we have, grow a little bit as much as we can without stressing people out too much, myself included, and going with that.
So you have an event coming up that
will
support the Community Garden Alliance.
That's right.
Okay.
So we have our Fall Harvest Celebration coming up on Sunday, October 14th, and that is taking place at the Women's Club of Spokane, and they are on the corner of 9th and Walnut, and it's 1428 West 9th on the South Hill. And so that is Sunday, October 14th from 3 to 6 p.m., and we'll have music and food and wine, and this is basically to celebrate our success this year. We've grown over 500 pounds of organic produce and donated it to transitional housing programs, and we're super excited about that. So we're inviting people to come and join us. We're having food, music, wine. Jonathan Nicholson, who is a really wonderful acoustic guitar player, will be performing. We also have an additional band that will be playing as well. There will be auction items from all over town, art, pottery, food.
Food
auction items, if
wow.
you can believe it, yeah.
So you're going to have food, wine, music, and the auction, but so the food you're serving, who's making it, and does it include a lot of the stuff that you've harvested?
So we are making the food ourselves, so it's going to be appetizers. We're going to do a lot of kind of vegetarian-based items. All of the food that we grew actually was already donated.
Okay.
So, yeah, we had our last harvest on Monday. So
if you don't grow it, where do you buy it?
So mostly the organic produce. We're searching around for local farmers markets to buy. We're going to do a roasted butternut squash crostini, so hopefully we can get some of that from the local farmers market. And if not, Huckleberry's has always been a really good supporter, and they gave us tons of plant starts this year, so we like to support them back for supporting us. So
nice.
Yeah.
So again, the website where people could get tickets.
Yep. So you can get tickets at Spokane Women's Club, or I'm sorry, it's womensclubspokane.org. And if you scroll down on the home page, you will see the flyer that says Fall Harvest Celebration. Click on that and it'll direct you to where you can get your tickets. And it's $20 admission. 100% of the proceeds goes back to the Community Garden Alliance, helps us buy seeds, compost, everything we need in order to grow food.
This is so important.
Yeah.
I mean, and another benefit to attending this celebration is getting a chance to check out the Women's Club.
That's right.
Because it is like such a beautiful building, and they do a lot of really good things there, but they're not, like, real social, you know, and loud about it. They just mm-hmm. do all these really cool things. And, you know, it doesn't come to mind because they're not, hey, look at us.
Yeah, you know, there's not a huge marketing budget mm-hmm. at the Women's Club, but it's, you're exactly right. There's so many great classes. There's dance classes, English as a second language classes. There's yoga and all sorts of things happening there.
And that's located, like, at 9th and Ash?
It's 9th and Walnut.
Walnut.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right on the corner. Mm-hmm.
And it, really, it's beautiful. I mean, I feel bad because I actually forget about it. Well, my friend Tony runs the shop. Mm-hmm. There is a really, really cool shop in sort of the basement of the building. And it's really similar to Boo Radley's, but it's more feminine, I think.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's called Artemisia.
And it's beautiful. And
it has crafts and art from mm-hmm. local artists and just really whimsical things.
Yeah.
And it's a really great place to check out.
Things you don't see anywhere else.
Yeah.
And then they also have an annual art show there. I think probably in the...
It's coming up the second week in November.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's quick. Wow. Good point.
Yeah.
Well, is there... I mean, I want to learn more about, you know, I mean, the world is changing, you know,
absolutely.
And it's important for community members to band together and do things to help others, you know, not count on governments or, you know, people that aren't here in the community.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suggest that people do to help with, like, what you do and other things?
Well, specifically with our project, any time that you can offer to volunteering, we will wholeheartedly welcome. I think that's the biggest part. If this particular project doesn't resonate with you, just find something that does and get involved, because you never know what it will lead to. A year ago, this project for me didn't even exist. So I had an interest in the Women's Club, and I saw the great things that they were doing. So I went to a few meetings, and there were some speakers that were talking about how you could become more involved in the community. And this project is the fruition of an idea that happened at one of those meetings. So if you have something in your mind, just even the thought of wanting to be involved in anything, you may not know what it is, but just go somewhere and become active, and these things will have a way of developing, I think. And being active in your community is so important. You hear what's going on, you find a need, and you find a spot maybe where you can make a difference. And that's how this happened for me with this project. And it's certainly been a labor of love, but it's been worth it every second.
Mm-hmm. So if say someone wanted to learn some things, you know, and maybe contact the Alliance and say, hey, you know, I know you're probably going to be planting soon.
Mm-hmm.
Could you use a hand?
Yeah.
And what if they didn't know what they were doing? Would there be, I mean, would that...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am not a master gardener. I just enjoy planting seeds and seeing what happens. So I am open to people coming that are of any level of interest and expertise. So the next thing we have coming up after the fall harvest celebration will be the planting of garlic for overwintering. So we have some opportunities for people to come and help us do that, which will be really fun and amazing, and it's super easy. So,
I might actually do that,
yeah,
because garlic is one of my favorite things. I get
yeah.
it all the time, organic garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I roast it. I do everything with it. And I'm like, I heard it was really easy to grow garlic.
Yeah.
So I would love to come to that.
Yeah,
just
would be great. So send me an email, cga@womensclubspokane.org, and get added to our email list. I usually, throughout the harvest season, I've been sending out garden updates about every 2 weeks, telling people how it's going, taking pictures,
nice.
And emailing people about volunteer opportunities.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, what else do you want to say?
Just thank you, and I hope to see a bunch of people on Sunday, October 14th at the Women's Club, 3 to 6:30 p.m. We'll have a lot of fun celebrating and enjoying the success that we've had this year and sharing it with the community and hopefully giving an opportunity for people to be involved in something that is making a serious difference in our community.
What would happen if someone just took a whole bunch of like seeds and then just sort of sprinkled them all over the place? Would things just start growing?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, there's this really interesting author. He's a Japanese man. He's no longer with us, but he wrote The One Straw Revolution and Sowing Seeds in the Desert. And his idea is that without human interference, the plants will work it out.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I would think.
Yeah, eventually. So some seeds won't germinate in some years, some will in others. So it's just about kind of recognizing what the natural environment needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called seed bombing.
So you I was just gonna say, like, I'd love to be like a guerrilla gardener.
Yeah.
You know, just in the dark, you know, dark of nights, just with a shovel and some seeds and just all over downtown, all over, you know, and just see what.
Well, you're
what
on the
blooms.
Record now. We'll know who's responsible for it.
Who'd get in trouble for something like that?
Yeah.
You know, all those plants and stuff and trees that are on the main streets, they should be
surrounded by greenery. Yeah.
Yeah, and fruit trees would be great. So, I mean, I don't. I have a black thumb, but I've been to people's houses where they have just these plum trees that are like just overflowing, and they're so delicious.
Yeah.
Those should be all over downtown. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing they might be a little difficult to take care of. I don't know, though.
Mostly, I don't know what the city, how the city feels about it, but I think probably fruit trees, it has something to do with cleanup.
Yeah. And you're not from Spokane, are you?
No, I'm originally from Massachusetts.
And how did you end up here?
By way of Seattle for 20 years, and then my husband and I moved here about a year and a half ago, actually.
Well, I'm really glad you did.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
we love it here.
It's inspiring. And again, listeners, the Women's Club
of
Spokane Women's Club is a great meeting point. You know, you go there, you see what they've got going on there. And they have a website.
They do.
Spokane Women's Club.
Women's Club Spokane.
Women's Club Spokane.
.org.
And then the Community Garden Alliance, also probably you have a website.
Yeah, it's associated with the womensclub.org. If you go under community events, that's where we are located.
So, yeah, that fall harvest celebration on Sunday, October 14th sounds really, really fun. Yeah. So there's going to be food, wine, music, a silent auction, and more.
That's right.
And you can find out ways of learning how to join in on this great community organization. Just thank you so much. It was nice meeting you. Again, your name is Melody Price.
That's right.
And I'm Jennifer LaRue, and you're listening to KYRS. Thanks for listening, and thanks for joining me, Melody.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'll see you around on Sunday, October 14th.
I hope to see you there.
Exact. Okay, bye.
How many minutes did we get this time?